Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused an explosion at an industrial facility in Logan Township yesterday. The blast injured five people who were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The explosion at Civita Naturals caused extensive damage to the facility and a neighboring property. Rebecca Forend, the public information officer for the Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office, says the company processes cocoa butter for the chocolate industry.
We do know that a large amount of propane is stored on the premises and used for the production process. However, the cause of the explosion is currently under investigation. The impact was felt throughout the county and into the tri-state area.
A shelter-in-place advisory impacting more than 7,000 people within a two-mile radius of the facility was in place for a couple hours yesterday following the blast. Gas prices in the area are up and likely won't be going back down anytime soon amid the ongoing war in Iran. WHYY's Corey Sharber tells us more.
The escalating tensions and retaliatory attacks tied to Iran have pushed crude oil prices to their highest levels in over a year, hitting drivers at the pump. The national average per gallon is $3.20. Now, New Jersey and Delaware are slightly below that, but Pennsylvania has some of the highest prices in the country at $3.30 a gallon. Experts also note seasonal factors like the switch to more expensive summer blend gasoline are adding to the squeeze, meaning relief at the pump may not come quickly. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Another gray day out there in the Delaware Valley. Right now, 49 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Glen Mills at 50, Downingtown at 51, and Wilmington checking in at 52 degrees. Those clouds sticking around in Philadelphia, and by the time we get to tonight, well, we could see more rain or perhaps even a brief thunderstorm pass through. Showery conditions could exist from about 8 o'clock all the way through much of the overnight. Looking ahead to Friday, well, another cloudy day and similar conditions and temperatures, highs for Friday as we close out the work week in the upper 40s.